Learning Masech Tisivam is Daf Chavav and Aleph. Want to go back a drop to Daf Chafei in the days? One small Nakuda on the Mishnah. The Gemara is fearing Aisa Sugya of the different times where someone's not allowed to marry a woman because of Chashad, and then what's the din b'dieved if he marries her? So the Mishnah had said, Achacham Sha'asur Asa Isha B'Neder Al Baila, if Isha has a Neder which is affecting the marriage, and she came to Imatir by a Chacham and he said there's no heter for this Neder, so he asked the Isha on her husband with a Neder, so now they had to get divorced, so it would look bad if the Chacham would marry her. He's not going to marry her because people will say that he asked her because he wanted to marry her. That's a Chashad. Then it says Miyana, however if she did Miyana Ktana, did Miyana in front of the Chacham, or Shechalsa Befanav, or she did Chalitza in front of him, Mutter, then he's allowed to marry her. And Neshu Bezdin, because it's Yisena, he's allowed to marry her. Neshu Bezdin, because a Bezdin is not Chashit. So the one Nakuda I want to speak about here is what exactly is the Chash by Miyana and Chalitza? By the other cases, we know the Chash. Eidechel comes and says, Befaninikta Faninechtam, maybe it wasn't Befaninikta Faninechtam, he's just saying it because he wants to marry the Isha. Someone says, Meis Baila, maybe he didn't see Meis Baila, he's saying this, he wants to marry the Isha. The Chacham's Asas Isha Ben Eder, maybe he could have found the Heter, he asked her because he wants to marry her. But the Miyan and Chalitza, what improper thing are we suspecting the Bezdin of doing? I mean, we're not suspecting Neshu Bezdin, but what was the Havimina? So it's interesting. The Amsha Shleimai says, V'leicha Shinan, Sheyayim Ro'aylam Shalai Kahaygan Asa Amina Chalitza, Kilayah Seroya Lekach. The suspicion is that people will say that really the Miyan and the Chalitza weren't good because she wasn't a candidate for Miyan or Chalitza. Shaila's Mechates is a Shaila about that, but that's what the Marashal says. But the Aruch Lener says a different Mahalach, and it brings the Raya at the end of the Shtickle from the Teis the Rush, that there's a Mishnah later in Kavavim and Beis that says that part of the Seid of Chalitza is the Bezdin gives a Eitzah Hagenes, should they do Chalitza or Yibum? Let's say they don't believe that there'll be good Shalom Bayis, so they give an Eitzah to do Chalitza. By Mian as well, there's a mention in the Mishnah, later in the Afkuf Test, Malamdin Esektan and Lamein, but there are times where Bezdin will get involved and advise a Mian. So the last isn't that it's an incorrect Chalitza or Yibum Mian. Why would you think that way? Why wouldn't they do it correctly? The last is that maybe she should have been married, she should have stayed married, or in the case of Chalitza, she should have been Miyabin, and the Bezdin advised her to do Chalitza or to do Miyan in order to marry her. The Taisus Arash, he brings it, the Taisus Arash is mashman that way, because Taisus here makes a chilik, which we're going to discuss this very soon. The Banim Taisus, the Taisus Arash says the same thing as the Banim Taisus, discussing when do you say Yaitzi? By Elazar, when do you say that Imkanas Emitzian? So Taisus holds that when, even if the Laz is true, right now they'd be mutter. You're just causing a Laz, you're being mechazik a Laz, but it's not like there's anything improper going on now, then the din is Emitzian. But if on the side the Laz is true, they're doing something usher now, then you say Mitzian. That's what Taisus holds. So Taisus Rush means the same thing. And he writes at the end, who in the Mechaltsen Miana? Even his lashon is afilu hishi aysel lemayin alach leitz shayile. Even if he convinced her to do miyan and chalitza, still mutter. Clearly from the Taisus Arash that what's the laz? Not like the Marashal that says the chalitza and miyan was improper, but the laz is that he's the one who contrived that she should do the chalitza and the miyan rather than do the yibum will not be mamayin. So that's similar to the chacham shasas isha beneder that the chacham had a faulty psak, which caused the Isha to get divorced. Here also, there was bad advice given that there should be Chalitza or be Miyan. And the reason is, that's the laws that people will say that way. The Aruch Lener actually means the third shaft, in Taisin Gidnav Samach Zayinam and Aleph, the Ramaskal Dibura, which sounds like that the laws is that maybe it never happened. We only know it from this particular Chacham. Maybe it never happened. And then he says, so then what does it mean, Neshu Bezdin? You have to say, since there's a whole Bezdin involved, and the other two people unknown, he's saying that they were on the Bezdin, he wouldn't be able to lie, because they'll say it never happened. They won't cover for him because it's like a Lilsa David Leguye. According to Eisen Rush, it's similar to the Chash of Chacham Shasa Shishim Neder. According to Taisen Gittin that he's quoting, it's somewhat similar to the Chash where the Gemara brings in Tam and the Bez and Habit Trey Loy, Maishna Batran, Edom Chsum al Stay Mekach, or Get Ishla Chashacham Adavazeh, that maybe they're lying, there wasn't actually a Mekach or a Get. But since there are two people involved, or three people involved, one of them can't lie because the other one won't cover for him. Now there's another discussion in Rishayim on that sugya which comes up to Chavavim and Aleph. Right, the Gemara Shailov Kanas Maru Sheyetzi. What's the din? Did the Evid, if he did get married, right, he's not allowed to marry her. But the Evid, if he got married, does he have to divorce her? So there was a machlekes. Rav Kana said Maitzi, Rav Ashi said Eina Maitzi, and the Rabbanan asked Rav Ashi Gemara Isvara. So he told them Asnisenu. It's actually a Mishnah. Because you see, by Nita Mishifcha v'Nishtachrom, it is governed as Gai Reizalei, Nisim Kanesei Meitzi. There it says clearly that if somebody is suspected of having relations, of having Znus with a Gai or a Shifcha, and subsequently she became this Gai or Nishtachr, so then there's an Isser to marry her, because it's being Mechazit Go. But if you do, Emitzin, Alma Birinan Olay Mefkinon, Hachanami Birinan Olay Mefkinon. You see, because of a Kail, because of a Rin and a Laz, that's not enough to Meitzi Isha Mibailo. So, the Rishayim ask, Rashi, Reni, and Taisus, and the other Rishayim, it's interesting, that same Mishnah that says, Hanitam al Shifcha v'nishtachra, this covenant is Gai, Reis, Lusim, Kadis, Eim, Etziyim, Yadai, also says, Hanitam al Eishis, Ish, V'etziyim, Etachas, Yadai, Alfish, Kadis, Yetzi. So, why are we bringing a Raya from Shifcha that Brunan Aloy Mefkinan, when, why not bring a Raya from Eishis, Ish, that there we see the Omafkinah. What's taka the difference? So Rashi says that it's not the same as Zitta Malaysia's Ish, because there it looks very dirty. It looks very mechur, he says. Because here, because of the problem he caused, because of the Kail and whatever else was going on, the husband had actually divorced her. So because of this suspicion, that marriage got ruined, and then he himself goes and marries her, that's really bad. That's what Rashi says. Taisus, on the Banim of Chafei and the Day, says that the reason why it's not the same as the Tashis Ish is, like we mentioned before, when you have a suspicion, and if the suspicion were to be true, she'd be Aser now, then you are Leitzi. But the Chacham Sha'aser is the Isha Beneder, even if he was Aser Shalekhidin, but because he did that, the Baal divorced her, at this point, Bidi Evan, he could stay married to her, even if it's true. So in such a case, you say Brunan Olay Mefkinan. It's like the Taisus Shanim, a nice base points out, there's an Afkimin Halacha. The Rishayim all say this. There's an Afkimin Halacha between Taisus and Rashi. Because what's the din? We have, Sakharka, we have five cases where someone is told not to marry a woman because of Laz. Nitan al Ashifra Vez Kechavim, Nitan al Eishas Ish, that's four, and then Chacham Shasur Sisha Ben Eder. In the case of Shifcha, it says Kili E Mitzian. In the case of Eishes, it says Kili Mitzian. The other three cases, Taisus is Tam, that on the Tzad the Kail is true, she would still be Usher, would apply to maybe get me Medina Sayam. On the tzad that it's get is not correct, she'll still be usher. The aid that says meiz bala, also on the tzad that he's lying, it would still be usher. So in those two cases, the din would be metziyin miyadei. The only case of a metziyin would be the case of chacham shasas seisha ben eder. There, even if it's true, she's still mutter to the eved now, and that's similar to nitin al shifcha v'eskacham, which even if it's true, she's still mutter now. But chacham, but the other case of maybe get Medina Siam and he said Fanit Vanechtam, or the case of he said Meis Baila, that would be similar to Nit and Alashis Ish, because on the side the Kail is Emes, she'd be Asa now. So according to Taiz, the Lacha would be in that case Mitzin Miyadai. Whereas according to Rashi, a Kail he never might see unless it's specifically Mechur Adavar, that he messed up someone's marriage and now he should go get marry that wife. That's Mechur Adavar, there we say Mitzin. But in the case we brought a get, when the case we said Meis Baila, he didn't mess up the marriage. He just reported that there was a get. Well, meis ma'ila. So mainly you don't have the mechura adavar. And then echanami, Rashi writes, kanis ma'ushayitzi, Rashi writes, achacham ha'mevi get kai. Not only chacham ha'mevi get as well. But Taisus would hold that that way. And the Rishonim will discuss this here. The Rajba, the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ritva. The Rambam and the Shildais both say clearly that all cases of Kanas Eina Meitzi, the only case of Kanas Meitzi, is by Nitan Leishas Ish, Meitzi and Mitachas Yada. But all the other cases, Nitan Al Shuv Eschavim is clear, that the Mishnah says of Kanas Eina Meitzi, but Chacham, but, right, and Chacham Shasas Ish Yivinander, also that's the Maskan of the Gemara, but the other two cases of Mevi Gem Nisyam, Om Vanetufan in Echdam, and some that says Meis Bala, we also the dinners lechachili, you can't marry her. But I'm kind of saying a meitzi. But the Rishonim here are neiter to Tesis. The Ramban granted writes after the discussion that his neiter is batal l'das Rishonim to Rashi and the Shildas. But the Rashi Bataka argues, and like the Gaya Segura on the side brings down, he brings down that the Rashi argues, and he says that that's also the das of the Rosh, and he says mechem mochbet sefta. Now the Ritva is also mail, it's a little bit for Rashi, because he says like this. He says, even if we're going to say Taisus Chilik, that by Nitan al Eishes Ish, on the Tzad the Kailas Emesh, he's Aser. But then again, there is a Kail that he did something wrong. There's like a reason why you'd think he did something wrong. There was a Kail of Dolay Pasuk, there was a Edei Davar Mechur, there was some suspicious here. But here, what was the suspicion exactly? Very normal case. The eight comes and says, Do we have any reason to suspect? Eight comes and says, Meis Baila. The only problem is, people now that he gets married, so people start talking, but they have no good reason to talk. So, now, by Nit, the problem is like this. If that's the reason why we're not Metzian by Mevi Get, or by the eight that says Meis Baila, so what are we comparing it to Nitan Ashivchav and Ishtachav is coming as Gaira? There was some suspicious activity. But he says, each one of them, there's no good reason to say there's anything wrong going on. By the Nitan Al Ashivchav, because even though something very suspicious happened before, but nothing's wrong is going on now. By the aid on the Get, and the aid of Meis Baila, there was nothing suspicious. So that's why both of these things have all it is Renana. People are talking. So we don't want them to get married. We don't like when people talk. But v'diyavad, we're not made to issue a bala from people talking. Masha'en Kain, by Nitan al Eishes Ish, there, we have a reason to believe something Aser is going on right now. That's why we say Metzi, and that's a Ritva. Rashi's got a Matzah Rashi away. Rashi doesn't say it's anything to do with the fact that there's Iser now. He just says it's very Mechur that since he had the divorce, because of you, that you should get married is Mechura Adavar. But Al Kopanim, that's the Machlaikis Rishainim. Kipshuta and the Tutsdadim, Rashi, the Rambam, and the Shultis hold, the only case where we say Mitzin is Nitan al Eishes Ish Vitzin Mitachas Yadin, like Rashi says, it's very Mechur, like the Ritva says, because there we have a serious suspicion that something wrong is going on right now. But all the other cases is just talk, and they were not Mitzi. Mashenkein, the Rashba, and Taisus, and the Rosh is Mashman that way, they hold, there's one rule. If it's something suspicious that went on in the past, but right now, even if the Kail is Emes, nothing wrong is going on, A might see it. If there's something suspicious, and if the suspicion is correct, then right now they're doing something wrong, then might see it. So only by the case of Chacham Sha'asa Isha B'ned do we say A might see it. But by the case of Mevi Get and said Bifani Nichtav, or the case of Meis Baila, they will say Metzian. So the Nim Sak Alacha, the Shulchan Aruch Hev and Ezra Simin Yabez, he passes like the Rambam. Then all the cases, including, like the Rambam, including someone brings a Get, says Bifani Nichtav, Bifani Nichtav, and someone says Meis Baila, and Kol Shekein Chacham Shasis Hishim Benedim, all these cases, you're not allowed to marry, but in Kana say Metzian. But the Bach wants to be Machma like Taisus. He says the Rosh also says that way, and the Rashba. The Rosh, he puts into the Gemara, Chacham Shasei Shemed, the Kanas Marosh Yetzi. He puts those words into the Gemara. Vaisis Yel was only going on that case. So since Taisus and the Rashba and the Rosh all hold the Tzasser, he's Machma. And the Gayan also is Machma because there's the Raya from the Tesefta. But the other Achrayim, the Chalkas Mechaikik, and the Meishmu, and the Taz, they all pass like the Shulchan Aruch, They say the Rosh and the Tshuva, Klal HaMevesim and Gimel, is not like the Rambam. And they want to say Taisus maybe also holds that way. It's a Shtikl Chiddush. Rishonim and Emming are not that way. But they want to say that Taisus, even though he says that if the Kail is Emish, it will be Asur, when the aid brings the get or says Meis Baila, even if he's lying, we don't know that the Baal is still alive. So it could be that she's Mutter. They say other Chalukim, they say that Taisus is not Mukhuch, and the Rosh is not Mukhuch, because the Rosh and Tshuvas is not that way. So all you have left is the Rashbos, you don't have to be Machmeh. There's Avni Mumun that says Inchasantazach. He wants to be Mechalik, he's Medayik in Rashi. Very interesting. Kandas Marashiyotzi, Rashi says, Achacham Vamevi Get Koi. Why didn't he also say the case of Meiz Baila? He only said two cases, Chacham and Mevi Get. Why not Meiz Baila also? So he says like this, he says, Rashi also holds that on the tzad, if on the tzad the koil is emes, she's asur, so you might see. But Rashi holds, like the Rambam, there's a machlekes v'sheinim. Let's say someone brings a get medina siyam and does not say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. And the isha gets married. Is there a din maitzin or a maitzin? The Rambam holds a maitzin. Taisin and the Rosh hold maitzin. Hazak dam nemuah, Rashi can hold like the Rambam. So Mela, even if the aid's lying about the b'fani nechta, but when not chayshish, the aid's lying about the get. If the aid would bring the get in Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to marry her. But chayshish, he's lying about the b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Okay, so even if he's lying about the b'fani nechta, but once they're married, ain't mitzian. So like Taiz in the Rosh, on the side he's lying about the b'fani nechta, she's not allowed to get married. So an issa is going on now. So if the koil is endless, is an isser. But like the Rambam, on the tzad, the aid is lying about the funim and fanechtim. There's no issa going on now. I'm kind of saying mitzian. And this is saying mitzetze. So mevela, that's why maybe get is comparable to chacham shasas isha benedir. So Amnimum is saying there's no machlekes about the yisayin that if the koil is emes, there'd be an issa now, we say mitzian. Rashi holds it by maybe get, even if the koil is emes, it's not the funim and fanechtim. Then no is going on. If that's what Rashi said by Mevi Get, that's Meduyik, why Rashi didn't say Meis Baila. As I tie it down, the only thing is, the Rambam and the Shiltas clearly say, even the case of Meis Baila, Emetzian. So it's not like there's no Machlekes Rishonim at all. Zayis Va'oid, Rashi didn't say the Rishonim Schilik. Rashi said, V'leidomi t'nitin aleishis yusach ziyadai, because Kevin should see him betachas Baila, Rashi should have said, because if the Kail is Emes, it's Aser. That Rashi is Meduyik, and that's with the Rishonim HaMedayik. That Rashi alone is Meduyik, and it's not a new Shita, because Rambam and the Shiltas hold that way, that even if on the Tzad the Kail is Emes, it's Aser, still you wouldn't be Maitzi. That's why he needs a new Svara, that since you Maitzi because of him, and he's marrying, that's Mechur HaDavar. And the Vadi don't have the Svara by Meis Baila. So Mela, that's Mechazik, the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, even by Meis Baila in Meitzian. And now, the Mishnah here, the Chavav and Menalem says, V'kulim Shahayloi Nashim, Umesu Mutaris Linasulah. If let's say all the cases, Chacham, and Mevi Get, and Mevi Shalasiyah, all these cases where you have, that you can't marry her, if they were married at the time, that they said the Edus, he's going back on the last three cases, Lekuli Alma. They were married at the time. In other words, here with Cheshed, that there's an ulterior motive in something that they did. Bringing the get, saying, Mefanenechta, Fanenechtam, saying, Meis Baila, being Asas Isha Ben Eder. With Cheshed, an ulterior motive. If they were married at that time, and subsequently the wife died, so not Cheshed anymore. And the Gemara asks the Shaila, what about Nisgarshu? Because the Mishnah says, Meisu in Nisgarshu Loi. And Rav Hillel Ashavashi, Ayin says the Brisa even is Garshu. So he answered, like Kasha, it depends if there was a fight or there was no fight. In both cases, there was no fight. So Rashi says, in the case that there was a fight, then we're not Cheshit. Hadik Tani, I feel in this garish, you can go into Havalukatati Mikamach. If there was a fight, then we're not Cheshish. Why? That Dayamanas and Daitals is, because the fight occurred even before he even thought about her. So we're not Cheshish. And all the Rishonim will say this, the Arzaruah, And the Ridva, the Mukyesa brings the Ridva, and the Rebbeinu Avraham in Ahar. But the Marashal in Yamshel Shleim Simcha Falim says, I would have said exactly the opposite. If there was a fight, so then Yechashish, he doesn't like his wife. He's dying to get rid of her. So Mela, now that he comes and brings the get, or he's also Sisha Beneder, or he's made Meis Baila, and next thing you know, he divorces his wife, who he's in a fight with even before. So it looks suspicious. But if there was no fight, so why would you think he's Nasan Eina Bachar? He has a wife already. Usually when people are happily married, they're not interested in anyone else. They're not going to go contrive a whole thing to get another woman. But if they have a fight, so they're not happily married, the marriage is unhappy, so then we start thinking, maybe he's trying to get another wife. That's what he would have said, Pshat. The Chalkas Mechaikik also, and Eved Ezra Simen Yubeis of Katan Beis, also says that he thinks the Suid of Pshat. Now the Mashal says that he thinks the Rambam holds of his Pshat. Because the Rambam says like this, Hilchos Gerushin Perek Yud Halachat Ezvav, V'kulat Shehayelam Nashim U'meisu Nishisei Meishin Ezgarushu. If let's say they had already wives, and the wives died, Oishin Ezgarushu, V'hayan Nashim Hein Shergilus B'layim L'garushu. Harel Mitaris Enaslam L'chadchila. So the Rambam only brings the case that she was the one who made the fight. He doesn't bring the case that there was a ktata beforehand. So the Magen Mishnah says that he passes like the Lishna Bastra. But the Amshe Shleim is bothered. It doesn't seem to be machlekes Lishna Kam and Lishna Bastra. The Lishna Kam, according to Rashi, the Lishna Kam is saying when there is a fight, it's mutter. But one case is when there's a fight, and one case when there's no fight. And Yibayi Seima, both cases when there was no fight. So that's him, it should be also. But even in that case, Pa'argali'i, it's mutter. So why did he say two cases that's mutter? One is that the Nashim or Gilus Blayim Lagash on the case he said, and the other case is when there was in the fight, when there was a fight previously. There was a fight before. You can't say Pasalek Lishna Basham, Hechadei says Machlaikis. The Amshe Shleim says the Rif and the Rosh and Mashman is no Machlaikis Lishna Kam Lishna Basha, because they bring both the Shainis. Normally, if they would think it's a Machlaikis, they would write Kaim Lok Lishna Basha. But they didn't write that. The Rashi says they're both good. So what's Pshat? The Teretz is the Rambam holds like me. That when there's a fight, it's Aser. So the first Teretz is, when there's a fight, it's Aser. The second Teretz is, even if there was no fight before, but if he was margul the fight after, it's also Aser. Because it looks suspicious, he was margul the fight. So male, that's the Rambam. This Garush is only mutter in the case where she made the fight, meaning she made the fight afterwards. If there was a fight before, so then it's the Vada Aser. If she made the fight afterwards, that's the only case it's mutter, because he also like my pshat. That's what the Marshal says. But the Karen Eirish says, that's not the pshat that we're not cheshish somebody, because the Shaila is like this. Even if he's married, why am I cheshish? He wants to marry another wife. The Zakta, so the Marshal say, no, normally a person's married, he's not interested in another wife. Karen Eirish says, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, the suspicion is, vos punkt he went and got married to her now. But if something was the schadish, after he said the Eidus, after he brought the get, after he said Meis Baila, after he was Asus Shvineder, and that thing was the schadish that made him get married, so then we don't think it's connected to the bringing the get, or saying the Eidus and Meis Baila, or being Asus Shvineder. So that's pshat and Rashi. If there was a fight earlier, so the seed of the negation was always there. When the marriage eventually fell apart, then he had to look for another wife. So we don't think that he brought the get because it was in Eir Nasimba. Because what's prompting us to say that? Because Tara says, why did he get married from Tur? But the pshat is, he wasn't planning on getting married until the marriage broke up. But if there was no fight, and then he started the fight, a fight started afterwards, so we think, good, the fight started because of the Eir Nasimba. That's what the Karen Eretz is Rashi and the Rishonim. So the Beis Shmuel asks a kasha on the pshat of the Marshal and the Chalkas Mechaike. If you're going to say that when there is a fight, so then it's not mutter when there's a fight before, and that's why the Mishnah didn't say. The Mishnah said dafka mesu, right? What's the pshat? The Mishnah said mesu and nizgarshu loy. The Brisa said nizgarshu. What's the teretz? That the Mishnah is talking about there was a fight. Samel nizgarshu loy. Because when there was a fight, then we're chayshish because of the fight. Mashiach the Bryce the moment there's no fight. When there's no fight, I feel in this garshu. Fact, the Beis Shmuel, and also the Karban Hassan, allies the same kasha. So the Mishnah means there was a fight, and that's why you don't say by Nisgarshu. So why is Mesu good? There was a fight. There was a fight. We should be Chayshu by Mesu also. According to Rashi, it's good. The Mishnah is told that there was no fight. So by when there's no fight, and it's Nisgarshu, oh, that's very suspicious. Why is it Nisgarshu? But Mesu, no suspicion, she died. And the Bryce is told that there was a fight. When there's a fight, so even Nisgarshu is not suspicious. They got the worst because of the fight, not because of the Nas Nevacher. But if you're going to learn, like the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkus, and then like the Chalkus Mechaik and the Marashal, is the Beis Shmuel's Kasha. Then when there's a fight, we do have a suspicion of the Nas Nevacher because he's not happy with his wife, there's a fight. So Mace also should be that way. The Mishnah is talking about there's a fight and didn't say Nisgarshu, so why did it say Mesu? Tell the Kakasha. So first I thought maybe the teretz is that Mesu doesn't mean that there was a fight. The Mishnah didn't want to say Nisgarshu because the case of Nisgarshu, when there's a fight, would be usher. So the Mishnah is not going to say Nisgarshu because Nisgarshu usually is a fight. I mean, at least most of the time. So it didn't say Nisgarshu because when there's a fight, Nisgarshu would attack a biyasir. But Mesu is not talking about a case where there's a fight. The diyuk of Mesu in Nisgarshu loy is true when there's a fight. When there's a fight, enichnami Mesu also loy, but we don't have to say. By Mesu, there probably wasn't a fight. But then we'll come out of Chiddush Ladina, that when there's a fight, even Mesu is not. You don't find such a thing. So I thought maybe another thing, that when there's a fight, and it's Mesu, we don't know that this fight was a fight that could bring Yerushin. A lot of people fight. A lot of times it's a fight. A fight doesn't necessarily mean that any happened that they get divorced. But if there was a fight, and then they got divorced, so Chiyach Saif al-Tchilah said there was a type of a fight that they get divorced, and he probably knew about it beforehand, and then, Yechayshish in Ein of Nasna Ve'isha. But even when there's a fight, still Mesu wouldn't be a problem, because we have no reason to think that the fight would have led to a divorce. Maybe. See, another ara is, the Ritvonim Mukyesef both say a big chiddush, that if she was sick, then even by Mesu, you are chayshish. And they say, Shkei Mashmu Yishalmi. So, it doesn't shim good l'shitasam. L'fi the Marashal and the Chalkus Mechaykik, just like when there's a fight, so the guy's thinking, well, this marriage isn't going to last, let me try to find someone else. And Mechayshish, he made up this thing in order to get married to someone else. So then it makes sense. Who is it if she's sick? So he thinks, okay, she's not lasting too much longer, let me try to find someone else. But according to the Ritvan Mukyesef, they themselves hold like Rashi, that when there's a ktata, there's no kshash. They go like the Karen Eris Svara, that the kshash is that we don't understand. Why punk now did he decide to get married? But if there was a fight, so there's no kshash. So what's the chilek of fight and being sick? The Karenari has the kasha, the Goyin already has the kasha. The Goyin has the kasha, Shulchanarach. Both the Karenari and the Goyin say that this came Mashem Yishalmi, they don't know where it is. The Yishalmi don't see any Yishalmi saying this. But that's a bit of a kasha for Karen. This which is very good like the Marshal, if they're sick, the Ramah brings it from the Ritvan Mukyesef, which is good with the Marshal, that just like if there's a ktata with Cheshish, because the fact that they were married doesn't mean so much because he didn't expect the marriage to last, so then if she's sick with Chayshish. But according to the Rishonim, that fakarit, that when there's a ktata, we're not Chayshish, so what's that is when we're sick, we are Chayshish, as in fact the Karenaya and the Gain. Now the Miri has another pshat. The Miri has a pshat which is maybe similar, it's a different pshat in the Gemara, but maybe similar in Svara to the Marashal and to the Chalkus Mechaykik. The Miri says like this. He says when there's a fight, it's mutter, but he says if we have a good reason why a fight started afterwards, he says it was the Schanish Ketata B'Sibi Yedua, then you don't have a kshash. Because at the time when he came, there was no fight, and then there's a particular thing which caused the fight. So Mela, at the time where he was also Sisha Ben Adam, where he brought the get, where he said Meis Mela, there was no Havim that will get divorced. So that's what it means. Hada Ika Ktata means there's a reason for a Ktata. It means a Ktata came later for a Sibi Yadua. And the Bayi Seim is Hava that there's no, that Hava Ha that there is a Ktata. But when he made the Ktata, and you don't have a Sibi, you do a Yechayshin. But when she made the Ktata, even if you don't have a Sibi, you do the, but she made the Ktata. Samelia Nachayshish. But all the Ktatas were later. It sounds like the Pshat is, that Stamazah, when he's happily married, we're not Chayshish, like the Marshal says, the Paspasali Svara. It would sound like, according to the Marshal, the din, I mean, according to the Meiri, the din of the Marshal and the Chalos Meir would be correct, that if there'd be Ktata beforehand, you would be Chayshish. Even though he's learning Pshat in the Gemara, that when there's a Ktata, you're not Chayshish, but he says it means that a Ktata erupts afterwards for a Sibi Yudua. That's when you're not Chayshish, because a new thing happened that created the divorce. So Mela, we don't see the Ein of Nasa Macher, but if the Ktata was there beforehand, the Miri's Mashmi who rolled its Asir.